All right, today is Daf Chav Beis. We are on Chav Beis. We're actually at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Freud family, Lila Nishmas, Esther Ruchama, Basim Chaim Alevi. Okay, so this Mishnah now starts a tangent. It has nothing to do with Chulin. It has nothing even to do with the last Mishnah, which was Malika. A whole new tangent. And the tangent is it's the same pattern of something's kosher like this, pasul like this. So the Mishnah starts off. Kosher b'torin, whatever's kosher for a tor, pasul b'bnei yonah, is pasul for b'nei yonah. Meaning, the different birds, what that means is, that the different birds, a tor, the Malbim says that there are 70 families of the yonah family, and the yonah and the tor are two of them. But they're not the same exact bird, they're different. And the tar and the bidiona are two different birds, and whatever age applies to the tar does not apply to the bidiona, and whatever age applies to the bidiona does not apply to the tar. Okay, that's what the Mishnah really means to say. Before we even start the Mishnah, good, thank you. So just to, as a trivia, there are five situations where you bring a tor and a bnei yonah. Five situations. They are, Rashi's going to say in Amud Beis in a few minutes, they are, if somebody makes a neder to bring an olas ha'of, you have to bring it. If you say olas ha'of, you have to bring really two birds, bnei yonah or tor. There's no other birds ever, no chicken or turkey ever brought on the mizbeach. Only tor or bnei yonah. Number one, olas ha'of. Number two is a someone swears falsely, right? Or, he doesn't testify. They ask him, come testify, you saw, he gave me, let me the money. You were there in the room, you and the other guy. Nah, I didn't see anything. And it turns out you're lying. You have to bring a carbon out as a kapara for that. You bring Torah and Benayona. Number three, a Yoledes. Someone who has a baby. Number four, a Mitzorah, getting out of his Tzaraath. And the fifth one is a Zav or a Zava. Okay? Says the Mishnah, kosher b'torin, if it's kosher for a tor, says Rashi two words, Lashon Mishnah. Lashon Mishnah. What does Rashi mean to say, Lashon Mishnah? What does he mean by that? Lashon Mishnah. When I read it, what does Rashi mean by that? Lashon Mishnah? So I went to the side and look at the footnote, and he says very simply, he says because the Mishnah says torin with a nun, plural for tor. In the Torah, it's with a mem, torim. Mm-hmm. So why did the Mishnah change it? That I don't know why. Rashi says Lashon Mishnah, by the way. The Mishnah changed it. In the Torah, it's with a mem. Interesting. So interesting. Like, there's a halacha learned that. Maybe there is, I don't know. But like, Rashi, nothing got by Rashi. Then when he writes something, you don't even know what he means. Lashon Mishnah. What does he mean by that? That's what he meant. He meant was the Mishnah changed the language from a mem to a nun. Why? I don't know. Not a grammarian, but I don't know. So whatever's kosher for that is possible by a bnei yonah. It's possible for a bnei yonah. We're going to get to what the ages are. Kosher bnei yonah, whatever's kosher for a bnei yonah is possible for torin. It's possible for a tor. Why is that? So we're going to see that bnei yonah is only when they're young. And a tor is only when it's older. Why is that? So the Rambam says, the reason is because then they're the best. A tor, a bnei yonah is the best when it's younger. And a tor is the best when it's older. So you give the best. That's what the Rambam says.
Best in terms of what?
In terms of quality? I don't know. The Ramban says, no. A tor is only faithful when it's older. And a bnei yonah is only faithful when it's younger, to its mate. So you want to show faithfulness, so a tor only when it's older, because when it's younger, it's still sowing its oats. And a bnei yonah is just opposite. Only when it's younger, it's faithful. When it gets older, it starts to get jealous, whatever. That's what the Ramban said. And it's not so faithful when it's older. So, yeah, so that's what the Ramban says. So that's why you take them with these funny ages. Okay? Very good. Now,
when it gets older, you have no kayak.
Tchilas hatzihuv. When it starts to turn yellow, the feathers start to turn yellow, bazeh u bazeh, puzzle. By this and by that, they're both puzzle. So when the bnei yonah is younger, when it starts to turn yellow, no good. a tar, that's when it's no good. When the yellow goes away, it's yes good. Okay?
When the yellow,
there's some yellowing of the feathers, and when it goes away. So, Tadarabanan, we learned in a brisa as follows. It's very similar to the Mishnah. Torin, Gedolin, Ksherim, right? Now, the Mishnah didn't say when. The Mishnah just said it was very cryptic. Whatever's good by a tar is not good by a Bnei Yonah. Whatever's not good by a Bnei Yonah is good by a tar. Now the brisa tells you. Torin, Gedolin, and then it said by the yellowing. So Torim, Gedolim, Ksherim, Ketanim, Torim, Gedolim, Ksherim, Ketanim, Psulim. Bnei Yonah, the exact opposite. Ketanim, Ksherim, Gedolim, Psulim. Nimtza, so it comes out. Kosher, B'Torim, Pasul, B'Bnei Yonah. Kosher, B'Bnei Yonah, Pasul, B'Torim. Very good, very simple. Now this one gets not so simple. Tana Rabbanon. Torim, Gedolim, right? So we just said that Torim are Gedolim, v'lo Ketanim. Right? Says the Gemara, v'yachol halodinhu. But isn't it a kal v'chomer that Torim should be good even when they're younger? Right, Rashi says, last line, e lav diksif Torim, hava yalfina midina diktanim ksherim. I would have learned the kal v'chomer from Bnei Yonah, right? Halo dinhu. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'nei Yonah. What about b'nei Yonah? Shlo hukshur b'gdolim. Hukshur b'ktanim. They're only good when they're older. They're not good when they're younger. So Torim. Shukshur b'gdolim. They're good when they're older. Eino did shukshur b'ktanim. Shouldn't it be good? Shouldn't they be good when they're ktanim also? Tamad lomar. Torim. No, that's where it says Torim. Gdolim v'lo ktanim. Gdolim v'na ktanim. Now, I read this Rashi on purpose. Rashi says, "E lav dichsiv Torim." If it wouldn't have said Torim, hava mina, I would have havi midina. I would have thought you learned from a kal v'chomer. Diktanim chair. Diktanim are also good. Ask Tosfos. One second. If the Mishnah wouldn't have mentioned, if the Torah wouldn't have mentioned the word Torim, then how would you know Torim are even in the parish of Kabanas? What kind of Rashi talking about? You hear the question? The Gemara says, Torim is only good when they're big. Yeah, but a kal v'chomer. If the Bnei Yonah are good when they're small, then Torim also should be good when they're small. That's why it says Torim. No, only when they're big. What kind of kal v'chomer is that?
Do they eat these...
I don't know.
Anything eaten or...
I think by the Chatas Ha'of, yes. Yes.
Chatas Ha'of?
I think so, yeah.
And the
Torim? Both of them. Both of them. You can eat both of them. Torah and a Bnei Yonah.
The owner?
I think it's the owner. Oh, maybe the Kohen. I don't know. I don't remember. I think somebody could eat. Yeah. The Chatas is over. I think you could eat. The Ol is over not.
The Kohen, I think only.
I think only the Kohen. I think so. I don't think the Baal.
How much is it anyway?
Right. The small little birds. But you hear what Tosfos is saying on Rashi? The whole kal v'chomer is a funny kal v'chomer. It's not a kal v'chomer, really.
Yeah.
What?
Apples and oranges. How do you
combine right. Torah means Gedolim and not Ketanim. Because if it wouldn't have said Torim, I would have thought that even Ketanim, you know why? It's Kal V'Chomer. Well, the Ketanim are good by Bnei Yonah, so shouldn't they be good by the Torah also? But if it wouldn't have said Torah, I wouldn't even know Torah. Same thing with the Bnei Yonah, same thing. Okay. Now, Bnei Yonah, Ketanim, V'lo Gedolim. Bnei Yonah is Ketanim, and not Gedolim. Shiyachal, V'lo Dinhu. But you know what? It's a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Torim. You have Torim. Shalo Hukshiru B'Ketanim. Torim are not good when they're older. When they're younger, I'm sorry. Hukshur b'gdolim, they're only good when they are older. So b'nei Yonah, shehukshur b'ktanim, that are only good when they're younger. Eino din shehukshur b'gdolim, shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer that should go when they're older? The same question that we have on that. Tavad lomar, b'nei Yonah, ktanim, v'lo g'dolim. Only ktanim and not g'dolim.
Is this talking about large birds and small birds?
No, it's about your age.
It's the small birds growing into the older birds.
The what?
It's the younger birds growing into the older birds.
They're different birds. It's Torah and Bnei Yonah are not the same.
Is it different birds?
Yeah, different birds. There's different species. Torah and Bnei Yonah. They're both called doves, right. Turtle doves, but they're not exactly the same.
Okay.
So, now the Gemara says, my Talmudah.
Why it doesn't make sense to the Kal V'Chomer.
I know. My Talmudah. How did you derive... that big and small from the words Torah and Bnei Yonah. So, what does that help you? Rashi says, "My Talmuda, Klomar, me'ezim mikra anu lamedim." What pasuk said that? Nihi, it's true. Nami, dibnei, mashma ketanim. It's Bnei Yonah. That's mashma ketanim. Why is it mashma ketanim? Because it means like it's like, you know, it does mean that. Bnei Yonah means small ones. However, mihu ikuv minalan delo marbinan gedolah mikal v'chomer. So why can't you bring a bigger one? Why can't you bring? I agree. Bnei Yonah means small ones. So who said it's ma'akiv? It has to be only small. Because the kavachomer. What was the kavachomer? Right. So the Gemara answers. Amar Rava. Listen to this. Lo tishmat kra. How come the Torah never did this? Lichtov min bnei hatorim. It never says bnei hatorim in the Torah. Never. Also, o min hayona, and it never says hayona. It always says bnei yona. Why? Says so Rashi says lo lishme kra, the next Rashi, Esau kadaitach bigdolim nami ksherim. If gedolim by a bnei yona would also be good, right? Mikol hanach kroy de mishtay bikinim. Then any one place in the Torah where a pasuk is mentioned, where the birds are mentioned, a kin means a pair, right? Kigon hai, here it goes. The nedava, shmias kol, means you deny testimony. Yoledas, Zav, Vizava, Ubimitzora, those are the five places, right? Lo lishmait chad kra, the nicht of min b'nei atorim, shouldn't it have in one place said b'nei torim, o min hayona, or just min hayona? Umedichsiv kulu, b'nei, it always says b'nei yona, not one place, not like that? Shmarina la'akiv, it's obvious it's ma'akiv, and it has to be this way,
right?
Says Tosvos, lo lisht mit mikra. Listen what Tosfos is going to say over here. Al karchin, we're forced to say, babishum de ikaharbe mikros kadarish. Not like Rashi said. Rashi said, shouldn't one place in Shas shouldn't it have said it? Not one place? In one place in the Torah? Says Tosfos, I'm not impressed with the one place. Dafil lo haya kosef ela b'chad duchta. Even in one place, had it only said, tarb ubnei yona, having matzi l'midrash, I would have made the same drasha. Midichsev b'hai b'nei yona, u'b'hai loksev b'nei. Because by b'nei yona it says b'nei yona, and by Torah it says, let's say there's only one place in the Torah where there are birds. Only one place. And it said Torah u'b'nei yona. It says Torah, that's all I need. Why did it say b'nei yona and not b'nei Torah, or the other way around? One place. Every place in the Torah. In one place, it would be good enough for me. Why? D'lam b'leish yesh lo l'pasuk li'ater shloshono. Uksiv b'nei b'chinam. Why in one place would the Torah write the word b'nei for no reason? Right? I v'had d'nokat d'lo lishmat l'r... Why did the Gemara say, can't find me one place? And it says, ah, l'rabusa ba'almak nakte. That's just to drive home the point even more. But ein hachanami, just in one place it would have been a good raya. One place, Torah wrote b'nei Yonah and Torah. It's a funny thing. Why b'nei Yonah? Why not just Yonah? Or why not b'nei Torah? Forget every place. In one place. So what do you see from here? That it's ma'akev. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Ema, maybe, b'nei yona, d'chsiv b'hu rachmana b'nei. So b'nei yona says the word b'nei, yeah? K'tanim im, g'dolim lo. Right? What? Torim, but maybe torim, e-boy g'dolim laisi, e-boy k'tanim laisi. But who said that a tori can't bring a small one, a young one? So the Gemara says, dum yud b'nei yona. No. Just like B'nei Yonah, Ma B'nei Yonah, K'tanim Im G'dolim Lo, Avtarim G'dolim Im K'tanim Lo. Okay? Very good. Tanu Rabbanan, Yachol Yehu, Kol Atarim, V'chol B'nei Yonah, K'sherim. I'm not 100% sure what this question is exactly. Maybe I would think that any age Tor and any age B'nei Yonah are good. She said that. Talmud Lomar, Min HaTorim, V'lo Kol HaTorim. Min b'nei yona, v'lo kol b'nei yona. Not everyone is good. Not every b'nei yona is good. Not every Torah is good. Prat l'tchilas hatzihuv, the beginning of the coloring, shebezeh v'shebezeh shepasel. This one and this one are pasel, right? Which means, at that turning of the color, the yellowing of the feathers, it's no longer a katan, but it's not a gadol yet. Right? So it's in that limbo state. So by Bnei Yonah, it's already no good. By Atar, it's still not good. Right? Okay. Me'emesai hatorim ksherim. When did the Torahs become kosher? Right? When they get old enough. Misha yazhivu. What does Misha yazhivu mean? When they get golden colored. The feathers. Me'emesai Bnei Yonah psulin. When did the Bnei Yonah become pasul? Misha yazhivu. When they get yellow. Okay? Correct. Correct. Tani Rabbi Yaakov Karcha. Rabbi Yaakov Karcha said, Me'emesai Bnei Yonah ksherim. When are Bnei Yonah good? We just asked that. What do you mean, when the Bnei Yonah good? What are we talking about? So Rashi says, no, Dibiyom Shenoldu Me'usinhein. Because when they're first born, they're ugly. The Enam ksherim, Emesai ksherim. What age do they become not so ugly? Right? We said Bnei Yonah is when they're young. So the day they're born, the day they're hatched, you can bring a Bnei Yonah. Right, there's no rule, it's a machlokus about this, you have to wait 8 days for a bird also, like you have to wait for an animal. A carbon, you have to wait 8 days. You have to wait 8 days for a bird, Rashi seems to say no. Right. If it's born on a hatch, it's a good-looking bird, you can bring it that day. Right? But you can't bring it that day for another reason. It's ugly. It's ugly birds. They you know, right? So when can you bring it? Misha ya'alu'u. When they are ya'alu'u. Right? What does that mean? Hu tari lavu amala efrochav. Ya'al'u dam. When the chicks are ya'al'u blood. Emas, when is that? Amar Abaya, mechi shamit gadfa mine. When you pull off one of the feathers, va'asi dama, and it bleeds. And it bleeds. That's old enough. That's the age when you can bring a bird. When is that? I don't know. And if you pluck at the feather on the first day, the first minute it's born, it won't bleed? I don't know. Is that possible? Could it not bleed?
To pluck a feather so that it's not considered a moon. If you pluck a feather, it's not considered a moon. Probably not. Okay.
There's no moons by birds anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Just the missing limbs, exactly. Okay. Now Rabbi Zeira asks an unbelievable question. It's like a Rabbi Yirmiyah question. Boy, Rabbi Zeira, Ha'omer, if someone says, Harei Olai Ola, Minatorim Omen Bnei Yonah. I'm going to bring an Ola from either one. Right? Vehevi tchilas hatzihuv shebazeh v'shebazeh. And he brings it at that yellowing stage, both of them. What? One of each. It's the wrong point for both of them. Mahu, what's the story? What's the question? So Rashi explains. Right over here. Rashi, the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Tchilas hatzihuv mahu. Yotzi de nidra olo. Did you satisfy your nidra or not? You promised to bring birds. You brought one bird. You promised to bring one bird. You brought two birds. You brought two birds, but they're both at the wrong point in their development. So, but is it good? What's the shaila? How did man tchilas hatziyuv pasul? When we said that the beginning of the yellowing is pasul, b'shnehem, by both of them, mishum sveikahu. Was that because it was a suffix? We weren't sure. Shema gedolim, shema ketanim. Maybe they're too big, maybe they're too small. Hilkach, hanoder torim, lo yatza, shema ketanim heim. If you made the tor, it's too small. It's a ketana. Vanoder bnei yona, and if you gave it bnei yona, lo yatza, shema gedolim heim. Maybe it's too big. Ella avol zeh, shenoder eze sheyirza. But you promised to bring either one. Vehevi shneim. And now you brought both of them. Yatzim mimanavshach. Mimanavshach, you're good. Im gedolim heim, yatzim mishum torim. Im kitanim heim, yatzim mishum bnei yonah. So mimanavshach, you're good. That's one way to look at it. Right? So back to the Gemara. Sveik ahave. Right? Up to the word sveik ahave. The suffik. Right? Vinothik. And it's good. You got your promise done. You promised to bring one. You brought two. One of them is good. Right. We don't know which one because it's a suffix.
You have to bring two total
or one? One. You have to bring one.
Only one?
Yeah, you promised to bring only one.
Who is bringing pairs?
That's if you don't say anything stop. But here you said, I'm bringing one. But you brought two. Tosfos, we're going to do Tosfos. How can you bring the second one? The second one's not kosher. It's chul and bazara because it can't be good.
Why is either one kosher though?
What? One's kosher.
Why? They're yellowing.
What? But it's a suffix. Why is it yellowing? It's a suffix. So you bring both, the both stages, one of them is good. Right? Odilma, beriahave, or maybe at this point in their development, they're like a new creature. Velonofik, it's not good. Right? Look at Rashi. Lo gadolim ninu, v'lo katanim ninu. They're not big, they're not small. Ella, beriah ba'almahave. It's a beriah. The yatsim yikla katanim, it's not a cut anymore. Ukla gadolim obo. It's not a gadol yet. So you're not making anything. That's the Gemara's question. Okay? Before we get to the question, in the Tosos of the Havi, he asks, how could you bring both? Isn't one of them not a carbon? Says Tosos. Vim Tomar, kiven de mimon of shach, echad pasal, since one of them is pasal no matter what, hech yachal lahakvivim, how could you bring it? How could you bring it?
If you promise to bring, you have to bring another one
in
Zavade.
The Mishnah said that the beginning of the yellowing is possible by both.
Right.
Why is it possible by both? Is it because it's a suffix? Which one is the gadol, which one's the katan? Then if you brought both, you get one of them's good. Or no, they're both no good. That's his question.
Right.
So maybe they're good, maybe one's good. Or maybe they're both no good. We're going to answer that it's a separate entity. Because you'll see why in a minute. Okay? We're going to answer as a separate entity. But that's the Gemara's question. So Tosis asks, but one second, how could you bring them? How could you bring both? One of them is puzzle. For Yesh Lomar, number one answer, the Kohen did it anyway. The Kohen didn't realize he brought both. And the Chanami. It was a mistake.
After the fact.
That's the first answer, the simplest answer. Then he gives a listen to this one. Inami, another answer. Kigon Chevi and Liad Kohen. You bring them to the Kohen. Yotzi Yidei Nidro. You satisfied your neder, not brought as a carbon. Me'achar, to mikol makom, echad mehem, roi lahakuv. One of them's good. Which one? I don't know. So I satisfied my obligation. I didn't bring a carbon. I just brought it to the Kohen's office.
Right.
Good enough. Third answer, the Yesh Mefarshim, the Bama Airi. Talking about a Bama. You hear this question?
It's not even a carbon.
The Ma'iri, the Yerushalmi, the Masechtas Megillah, Shekol ofos k'sherim b'bama. You can bring a bird by a bama. V'afilu tar negolim, even chickens. Afilu chaya, even you can bring a deer as a carbon in a bama. V'lo miyid ela tamein. The only thing you can't bring by a bama is a tamei. Then Tosfos says v'lesa. That can't be right. That's not right. Because the hasamayri b'bama live in Noach. That was only by Noach when he came out of the teva and he brought kabanos. That, yeah, he could bring a chicken also there. That was right? The behedya yalof labesach zvachim. V'yivin Noach mizbeach v'yikach mikol behema atahora v'gomer aval shar bamos ikal amandamar de'em shum ov kar b'bama. Now we hold you can't bring a chicken by a bama, even a torah to bnei yona, which could be karbanos, not an abama. One minute. V'afilu torah to bnei yona, even torah to bnei yona. V'od dekar mi b'yishami de'ola ein otzvicha hafshiv v'nituach u'basof esvachim chashiv de'shavas abama gedol abama ketana. Okay, so the answer is, that's not right. That Bama answer is not right, because you can't bring birds on a Bama. Noach did it. Okay, Noach did it. That doesn't mean you could do it. Fine. Yeah.
You did that. If you just wait a little bit, and the Torah will be kosher.
I know, but you didn't wait. You're right, you could wait. But you didn't wait.
Is there any significance that the letter was to bring them as an Ola, or could have been another type?
There's no other type you could bring.
No.
I'm just very thick there.
Yeah.
Why are both of them not possible?
Why is it possible? Why is it possible? Is it because it's a suffix? We don't know what point is good. So assuming in that is, one of them is good. We just don't know which one. Or they're both not good because it's a separate entity. And you'll hold off two more minutes and your question will be answered. Amar Rava. Rava answers the question and says like this. Toshma. So Toshma, come and bring a raya, right? We have a brisa that says that you have to bring Torim and Bnei Yonah. Prat, but excluded, is l'tchilas hatzihuv shebezeh v'shebezeh shepuzzle. The beginning of the yellowing in both of them is no good. Right? Iyamrit bishloma ber yehu shaper. If you want to tell me that it's a separate entity, not a separate entity, it's a bird, but till they're both yellowing in no good. Why? Because as Rashi said, Klal Katan is already over, Klal Gadol didn't get here yet. If you want to tell me it's like a separate aberia, that makes perfect sense. Have a shapir. Ela I amrit sveika have, it's a suffix. What's the suffix? Yossi's been bothering me for 10 minutes. What's the suffix? What's the suffix? Whether or not. What?
Old enough or too old?
Have itrich kra lemeute sveika? I need a pasuk to be memayet, a suffix? In other words, does Hashem have this suffix? The Torah said, bring a Torah and a Bnei Yonah. But at the yellowing, look at Rashi. Rashi says, itrich kra lemeute? Mi ikisveka kame kutcha brichu? Does Hashem have a suffix? When a Torah becomes a Torah, when a Bnei Yonah loses Bnei Yonah status? Hashem have a suffix like that? What do you mean it's a suffix? What do you mean by that? Ipshitalach the gadolim ninu atanayu gedbatorim. If it's for sure a gadol, then the Torah is a good one. Ipshitalach the ktanim ninu, and if for sure cotton's good, then I see no Bnei Yonah. Bring it as a Bnei Yonah. Kivan delo pshitalon loha v'loha. But we don't have an answer to this question. One second. Remember Rashi? We don't have an answer to this question. Right? We don't know. We simply don't know. We push it, don't know. Right? So the pasuk says, Bnei Yonah, not a too old. Min Bnei, not too young. What is that, a suffix?
Actually, the pasuk does not say that.
The pasuk says, Min Torim, and we learn out, not Kol Torim. Has to be the right age. And what if it's a suffix? Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah. Yeah, well, so
anything else.
So the Gemara learns out. It's a derivation. If you don't believe in derivations, you don't get the first base in this religion. The Gemara learns out that from Minatorim, at a certain age, it's no good. What about in that gray area? It's a suffix. It's a suffix? Right? The Torah put in out for a suffix? Says Rashi, Kimin de lo pshitalon ha, lom ha, v'lo ha, since I don't know this or this, mehecha tesek adaitin lachshirinu. Why would I think to machshir it? Right? Now, since the Torah put in a pasuk to be memayate this case, it's obviously not a suffix, rather, it's a beri b'fnatzmo. Because to say that the Torah put in suffix is a hard thing to say. Because Hashem doesn't have any suffix.
So which one's buried from the Atma?
Both of them. Therefore, you're both not good. When they're yellowing. Yeah.
Every animal in basic English has a time.
Yeah.
Certain ones have to be under a year. Certain ones have to be over. Yeah.
Right.
You don't have a problem. Any of these except for birds.
So Tosas asks your question. What you're asking is, there are other suffixes in the Torah that are in the Torah.
No, not suffix.
What?
No. Guidelines. Under a year, over a year.
Under a year, over a year, there's no suffix. There's no hack.
One second. That's the same thing we have over here. We have the same exact issue.
Yeah.
You're making a comparison thinking that's the same bird. It's not the same bird.
Two different birds.
Exactly. What? And two different species of birds. One bird,
yeah.
He has to be under a certain age.
Right.
No suffix on it.
Right.
And one that has to be over a certain age. No suffix on it.
No. But the problem is, when it's yellowing, they're both a suffix.
Yeah, you don't know which one.
You don't know which one. They're both no good.
Because you're comparing them to the same thing.
So they're both no good. The mission said that for yellowing, they're both no good. Why are they both no good? Why? Why are they both no good? Why are they both no good? I agree with you. If only one would be no good, you're right. Why are they both no good? Because they're both at the same stage. One's too old, one's too... But they're both no good? Is it because it's a suffix? Or because it's a separate thing. It has to be a separate thing. If it's a
separate thing.
It has to be. It's a separate entity.
It's not a separate entity. That's the time frame when it gets to certain ages. That's the color.
The color is a simon that
exactly.
So, the simon is so the because color. Because this question is so strong And we can't entertain the possibility.
The question is a terrible question.
One second. We can't entertain the possibility that Hashem would entertain a suffix. Right. Therefore, the Gemara changes it. And the Gemara says, you're right. Ki etzdrich kra, when do we have a pasuk? Lima'ute nirva v'nevad. To come to exclude if a bird, believe it or not, was
nirva.
A nirva, it was only nirva. It was the female participant in that crazy act, or v'nevad, or was worshipped. And if those two things happen, that's what we learn out from Minatorim, not every Torah. Not if it was worshipped as a Vodazara, can't bring it for a carbon.
Right.
Not if it was done that, did that with it, you can't bring it for a carbon, it's possible for a carbon.
Right.
Suffolk, that's not what it's about.
Because
there's no suffolk.
Why would you say this would be, that a bird is different than Bahamian? You do the same thing in Bahamian, exactly. It's possible for a carbon.
So the Ramban asks your question, and I forgot what he answered. We already know that, right? I forgot the answer to that question. So that, yes, the Rishonim asked that question.
So,
yeah.
Are we understanding that if either of those things happen to the bird, then Hashem turns them yellow so that we can know?
What? I guess so. Now.
So how do you answer the yellow thing?
What about it?
The yellow bird is now what? Puzzle?
What? So perhaps, no, it's not. Yellow is a berry b'fnei atzmo. The point is that the Torah cannot have a pasuk to tell you that in a case of a suffix, you don't have to bring it. Because the Torah can't acknowledge that there's such a thing as a suffix. You might have a suffix. How can the Torah have a suffix?
Not a suffix.
Yes, it is.
It's not good.
But how can they both not be good? Why are they both not good at the same point?
Why?
Doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because they're both not good? Why are they both not good? Is it a suffix? Is it a suffix? Or is it a suffix? Or no, it's a separate entity. Like a separate entity. It's the same bird, you said. Not a separate entity. It's like a separate entity because they're both no good. Why are they both no good? Tosis asked the following question. There's a halacha that every tenth animal you have to take out of the pen. Right? And it's Maisa Behema. Right? So one goes out, two goes out, three goes out, four goes out. Those four that went out already, can any of them be Maisa? No. What happens if one of these four jumps back into the pen? And I don't know which one it is. The halacha is,
all of them become
right. Potter. Why? It's a suffix.
All of them become Potter?
Yeah, no more Maisa Behema. You have 1,000 animals in here, one jumped in, you don't know which one it is. If you know
right.
which one it is, it's not a suffix.
Right.
One jumped, you don't know which one it is, the Torah says, I make it up, the Gemara makes it, the Torah makes up, the Torah learns out, it's a suffix. So Hashem right. knows which one it is. How come over there we say it's a suffix? Hashem knows, you don't know which one it is. What kind of suffix? How could it be a suffix by Hashem? How can Hashem put a suffix into the Torah?
Right.
One case. Another case.
I'm not sure, why does it have to be a suffix to Hashem?
It's not a suffix to Hashem. Hashem doesn't have any suffix. But the Torah is saying what you should do in a situation where it's a suffix.
Every suffix in the Torah.
No.
Hashem knows.
Right? Suffix by you, not by Hashem.
Right. Right.
There's no such thing.
Every suffix that exists, Hashem knows.
Correct. Right. Correct.
I'm not sure if the act for me fell into the chalent or didn't fall into the chalent or is it true or not true.
Right.
By every single thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the Gemara would be like one page long.
What a good idea that is.
I think we're on the same thing.
Here. Look at the Tosas. Look at the big Tosas. We're not going to do the whole thing, obviously. Tema. The Gabi Kafas Echer Men HaMenuyin. If one of the ones that's been counted already jumps back into the pen, Lutocho, Darash Parakama Debab Mitzia, we learn over there, the Kulan Paturin. They're all Potter. The Asiri Vadei Omar Rachmana, Velo Asiri Safek. The tenth has to be a Vadei, it can't be a Safek. Two, Gabi Safek Kadma Beharis Laseir Lavan. When you have a Tsaras, you have a white hair, and there's a spot over there. Safek Seir Lavan Kadam. Safek Kadma Beharis Laseir Lavan. Safek Seir Lavan Kadam. We don't know which one came first, and it makes a big difference. If one comes first as Tar, it's one comes first as Tamei. Tashina B'Sof Nazir. The Tar, it's Tar. B'Deposach B'Hakasov B'Tyra Tchila. The Tar starts off with Tyra first. Dechsev l'tayro ulatamo. How come over there the Torah entertains those suffix, and over here we say the Torah could never entertain such a suffix about the yellowing? Umihu mehacha lo kashya. So the hacha, okay, so if you want to skip, what?
A lot.
Then he brings up something called a koi. We have a suffek. Is it a beria? Is it a suffek? What it is? Again, so look at the first wide line of Tosfos, toward the end of the line. I'm sorry, second line. V'yesh lomar. See what Tosfos is getting at. See if we can make sense out of this. The chol sveka the e efshar lehisbara. Any suffek that can never be figured out. I'm never going to know how much milk fell into the... I'm never going to figure out that suffek. I'm never going to figure it out. Kimo gabi beheres. I'm never going to know which came first on the beheres. Was it the hare or the beheres? Never going to know. I'm never going to find that animal that jumped back into the pen. Umaiser. I'm never going to know. And there's no way I can figure it out. Dilapa'amim shukach, lapa'amim shubinyanecha, acher. Sometimes I said that shayach lamute mikra shapir me'atam shem suffek. That makes sense. It's a suffek. Aval hacha, by the birds, efshar levarer sveikazu. Dechol tchilas hatzihuv, shavin, v'kabe shmaya galya, Hashem knows, imhem ketanim o gedolim. What do you mean Hashem knows? I thought he was driving at, because by the case of the, Hashem always knows. By the case of the animal, it's impossible for you to ever know. You're never going to know which animal it was. Suffolk. What does the Torah say? It's all no good now. By the Beharis, you're never going to know. You woke up one morning, there it is. Boom, they're both there. Which one came first? You're never going to know. You're never going to find out. Over here, by the case of the yellowing, you can find out. How can you find out? What does he mean to say? He said, because Hashem knows. That's not what he meant to say. And I thought I was going to say, because you could just wait. When you wait, you won't have a suffolk anymore. Because then the yellowing goes away, then this is Friday good, Friday no good. So you can figure out the suffolk. The suffolk's not till eternity. By the case of the Meiser, the suffolk's till eternity. You're never going to get rid of that suffolk. That's what I think is what he's driving at. Of course the Torah entertains sveikos. Of course. On a suffolk you can never figure out. But if it's a suffolk you can figure out, with time or with whatever, then go figure it out. And why should the Torah entertain a suffolk? Of course it's never a suffolk by Hashem.
Because certain things you don't want to wait for time.
But what can I tell you?
It's exactly what it is.
Exactly. So I tell Banish Marshall, it's an excellent Banish Marshall. So what is it? It's a suffolk. So what do we do? Well, machmir.
Right.
Why? Because we have a way out of it, that suffolk. The way out is, be machmir. Right. We have a way out. Very simple.
That makes more sense.
No, there's other suffolks that you're not machmir.
Well, like what?
Go after the rove.
Okay, so we have rules. So why don't we go after the rove by the case of the miser? Most of them are not miser. The answer is because it says miser vaday velo miser suffik. So the Torah is allowing you to have a suffik. How can the Torah have a suffik? Hashem doesn't have a suffik. The answer is, right, you can eat the hot dog, right? The answer is because that rov can never be figured out. Maybe that's exactly the point. They have a rov of a siri vaday, so you have to go after the vaday. And by the hot dog, you're never going to figure out that suffik. You can't do chemical tests on the hot dog. So what do? Torah says go eat it.
Should not have done. Since Hashem knows.
Right.
The answer is, wait.
That's what Rashi said. There's a suffolk by Kodesh Baruch Hu? Rashi said that.
I know, that's wrong.
Yeah. Right.
By Maisa Mahima, if you miscount 9, 10, 11, you bring all three.
Right.
Why is that?
That's because that's a different halacha, I'm miscounting. But if it jumps back in.
Then it's a suffolk too.
What? No, it's one of those three.
No,
different.
You definitely did something.
You definitely did something, right. Not the same suffolk.
I mean,
but it went back in, so I'm never going to find it.
Wait. Let's say you didn't see it jump back in.
Then if you're never going to know, then you're never going to know. That's not a question. You're never going to know. If you don't know, then what does it talk about?
Oh, yeah.
You can't ask the Rav anything if you don't know. If you went jump back in, you didn't see, then what can I tell you? You're going to give the wrong miser? No, it's a shogi. You hear what Tosfos is saying? So I think it's a good now. It makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. When is suffolk never going to be resolved? Of course the Torah says what to do. How much am I supposed to do? I have a suffolk. Of course they don't have to give me advice. The Torah is going to give me advice what to do on the yellowing? No. Why? Because it's obvious. We have a way out of it. What's the way out?
Wait.
So the Torah says you're right. So the Gemara says you're right. That's not the answer. What do we learn out from these extra words, min, b'nei, torin, whatever? We learn out that you can't use an animal, a bird, that was nerva or nevad. Those are off the table. Now, don't we know that already? Okay, so that's a kasha. Why do I have to repeat it again by birds? We know by animals. Okay, that's a kasha. Fair enough. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick the... The Gemara asks the question. So we'll do it tomorrow. Sakatai de Chamina. Right? I would have thought, right? Okay, fine. Very good. Everyone have a good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Done.